Hi guys, welcome back to Two Kims One Pod. Before we get into our action-packed Bobby Lee episode today, I just want to remind you that I will be headlining the Irvine Improv Friday, May 3rd, so go check out tickets. I'm so excited to go. My first time headlining the Irvine Improv, so please come out. And also, Unji and I will be taking Two Kims One Pod to the Pacific Northwest May 23rd, 24th. Tickets for Portland are at the Helium Comedy Club at Portland. And in Seattle, we're going to be at the Hereafter in Seattle. So please come out. We really need you guys. Bye. Enjoy.
Are you guys ready to welcome our special?
Stop.
Are you guys ready for our special guest? Well, we have a story before we get him up here.
Yeah, we have a really long story.
I just wanted to talk about my mom for a second. All right, you know him, you love him, you've seen him on his podcast, Tiger Belly and Bad Friends. He's on our favorite show, and just like that, he's coming back! Please welcome Bobby Lee!
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Who are you?
I'm a one work ever. I'm G and with Peter. Peter Kim. Come on, give him a round of applause, everybody.
Woo!
Bobby. So great to be here.
Oh my God.
What a crowd.
Thank you, Bobby, for being here.
Thank you. Was it too hot?
A little hot.
All right.
I'm
going to
start over.
You want to start over?
Sorry, I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
You know him from podcasts.
Tiger Belly and that other one. Please give it up for Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect.
How about one more time for Anji and Peter Kim, please? Nice to be here. Thank you. I'm grateful. That fucking hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. And,
why did you say yes?
Yeah, why?
What do you mean?
I'm shocked.
You said you don't do stuff like this. You said what? It's under 100 seats.
I was on Fast TV for eight years. By the way, said that backstage this entire time.
I never fucking said that. You're a fucking liar. Fucking liar, bitch.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You said you were on
it. I said it.
You literally said it.
I fucked up. I said it. But I didn't really say it out here.
Why are you lying about that?
Yeah. It just happened.
Anyway, I'm grateful to be here.
I'm so sorry. This is the three angry screens you'll see on stage.
No. I'm fine. I want to say something real, all right?
Whoa.
The first time I ever saw you, I was so enamored by you, and I think you're
I know what you're doing.
I think you're a fucking amazing.
Is this about my face?
No.
Are you gonna say something really mean?
No. When I saw you perform, I was like, this guy has everything.
Oh.
He's also got the biggest head in the business. It's like, I think you're trying to do a competition between you and Kim Jong-un. And I think you're winning, dude, and congratulations.
No, it's the hair.
And you were making fun of my legs.
No, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see this?
Yeah.
Women, I feel like, or femme-presenting peoples, would kill for something like this, right?
So smooth.
Natural.
Smooth. And this side is...
Yeah, well, I took a vacation in Chernobyl.
Okay.
And my legs turned out this way. Anyway, it's good to be here, and I'm so grateful to be
here. Why are you here?
Yeah, why are you here?
Because you fucking asked me to be here.
No, I know that.
And I go, I gotta do it for Peter.
What?
I gotta do it for Peter. Yeah,
you really did that?
I don't know you. I don't fucking know you at all. I love you though. You're very funny. Your voice is good. Gritty. But it's gritty. But anyway, I did it for you, and I flew in from Seattle.
You live
you
did here.
Not, yeah.
No, this morning I flew. I was in Seattle last night.
You were at a gig?
No, Seattle? I went to go see Jason Chenney.
Oh, the comic?
Yeah.
You went to go see another comic in Seattle?
I wanted to support him. He was headlining the laughs.
You are willing to fly to Seattle to see
Jason?
It was
Jason? For a woman.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, I met a girl online, and she fucking friend-zoned me, and then I didn't know what else to do, so then I went to the flaps.
Wait, so she friend-zoned you, and your response was to try harder.
I go later to her, and I went to go see Jason.
Can we talk about the friend-zone?
Did you remain in the friend-zone, or did you sink a bucket?
What does that
mean?
Is that a Chicago thing? What does single bucket mean?
Is that a sport?
It's a sports reference. Lost on all you fucking people. But yeah, I'm talking about.
Okay, sorry.
I'm talking about penis and vagina.
No, it didn't even get there. What are you talking about?
Oh, this is she.
I went on a date with her Thursday night. I took her to a sushi spot.
Okay. Which one?
I forgot what it was called. Those Aunt Santino recommended it.
Okay.
And then she goes, "Well, I'll see you tomorrow."
Do you guys know who Santino is? His coworker?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Okay. He's been on Dave. And...
I don't know how many people are here for you. It sounds like at least this row is right.
No, I think there's a couple of people here for me, right? Thank you. Thank you. It feels good. Thank you. But yeah, and then I just kind of Friday we hung out a little bit. I was like, this is not going anywhere, so I failed. Anyway, let's move on.
Wait, why did you feel like it wasn't going anywhere? Did you try?
Like, every time I would like, you know, I wasn't like, I didn't go to their hookup, but like every time I would go like, yeah, like that was happening.
Oh, she was being coquettish?
Yeah, she was just like, every time I would lean forward.
Oh, creepy.
You have soft skin? Holy fuck, dude. Okay, sorry.
Oh my god, the first time we
easy, because this is, you know,
what?
You recorded. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
No. I didn't do anything wrong.
No.
I did nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, what did I do?
You tell me.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You look guilty.
Yeah, what is the crime you think you're about to be accused of?
So are you going to say something about my genitalia?
No.
Okay, well, let's move on then.
Who doesn't know what's your genitalia?
I didn't do that. Let's move on.
It was about my genitalia.
What did I say?
You said. Okay, first time we hung out, we actually went to a Korean spot. This is why we did this, because not just a nice wet thing, but I wanted to commemorate our friendship. I told you this.
We wrote a show.
Okay.
We came up with a show.
Okay.
And, you know, we're in business together.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know.
Why are you screaming at me?
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
go.
Anyway, so he was like, we have, before I can trust you, we have to go to a Korean spa.
Oh, wait, before I trust you, he said,
I have to see you naked. We have to see each other naked.
Well, because I need trust.
That you can't trust anyone you're not sitting
I'm
naked
with.
I'm
not going to business with somebody where I haven't seen them naked now, yeah.
You've only done business with people you've been naked with?
Yes.
Name them.
Santino.
You've seen?
Yeah, it is pale. It's a translucent. It's like one of those Vietnamese spring rolls.
Oh my god.
You see everything inside. I don't like it. But I can name it. I've seen Pauly Shores.
Oh, really?
It's like a roller coaster. It twists and turns.
Wait, are you?
Twist and turn?
Yeah, yeah.
Back and forth.
Ah! It was crazy.
Wait, are you in business with Pauly?
I used to be.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Anyone else?
Well, whoever I've been in business with,
If you had to choose one penis of your comedy friends to trade with.
Oh, to trade yours.
That's a good one.
It has to be one you've seen. You can't be like imagining Matt Reif's dick.
Yeah.
No.
You've already done that. Yeah.
I've done that, yeah.
We've all done it.
Probably Bert Kreischer's.
Oh. A twist.
Oh, if Bert Kreischer's penis could be cast as a Hollywood actor.
Kung Fu Panda. What? It's like
fat?
Like it's black and white. It's in a movie. It's got a little move.
I'm sure you should. You could tell that we're filming this, you know.
Yeah.
No, I saw, because I did a show called The Cabin with him.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I saw it then. And I thought it was great.
And is that penis the same? Like, of all the penises you've seen, of the people you've been in business with, is there one that you would suck?
Suck?
Why? That's a crazy question.
But you have an answer.
You have to answer.
Well, I've sucked it before. I sucked penis before.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, it's embarrassing. What?
No.
But when I was younger, I did.
Oh, younger?
I was experimenting in my early days. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Didn't like it.
Okay.
It tasted weird.
Wait, no. Whose penis?
Like a smoky. Like a smoky. I don't know.
I don't think that was a penis.
That's not a penis.
It was a cigar. My bad.
Okay, Bill Clinton over there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You don't like it.
Anyway, what else?
No.
What else?
Sorry. Okay, so I want to talk. Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel great.
Is this because you're friend zone? You're like kind of agitated right now?
Is there pent up?
Well, I liked her, but I just felt like I was just kind of, it wasn't happening.
There was no sexual.
Because we had FaceTimed and stuff too.
How do you know when there's a sexual connection? Like, what's your like thing?
You've been in the game for a while, so how do you?
Oh, well, I've always been in relationships, but it's like, you could tell.
What's the thing? Like, for gay guys, it's like truly just looking across the room, and if you sustain eye contact for more than a second, we're fucking.
Yeah. I've seen a couple people, and.
Wow. Polyamory? Or like, you're just kind of like dating around?
Well, I was in a relationship for 10 years.
Polyamory means,
loving more than one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of dating, you know? So
dating
it's like,
around.
Yeah, dating around.
Why are you
cutting me off?
I don't know. I'm so sorry. You're right.
Body language is crazy.
Okay. Well, I can tell by when, like, if, like, they'll be touchy-feely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, you know, if we share a laugh, and they're like, Yeah. And then,
well, if they touch you, it's okay.
A little bit, yeah. There's, like, I can feel some flirtation going on physically, I can tell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this one was not like that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I'm
sorry. I'm so angry. I was kind of angry about it, but.
I bet you flew to Seattle.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Do you fly?
That was the first time I ever did it. I called.
You've never flown for pussy before?
I wouldn't call it like that, but yeah. I called 20 comics, like, is this a good idea?
Okay.
Oh.
And everyone said no. They're like, don't fucking do it. I go, hey, my instincts are right about it. It was totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Man. How are the other ones going?
Which one?
The ones that
the
are still.
Well, is this being recorded?
Yeah.
Yes, I can't
really
talk
about
it, but.
Okay.
Oh, is it an NDA situation?
No.
Oh! That's
like a Marvel movie. I mean. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, because you want to talk shit about the people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk shit.
Yeah, I want to talk shit. You know, it's like a lot of people. I realize looks is not the whole thing. You know.
Oh wow. How old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay.
I'm 52. And
okay.
Looks,
yeah.
Everyone looks is not the whole thing.
Yeah. Incredible the lessons we've learned.
Thanks to me.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's like you have to know what the Vietnam War is.
what it is that
look, I went on a date with a girl. She goes, I don't know what it is.
Wait, she didn't know.
What's to know? It's Vietnam and it's war.
But she didn't know we had a war.
She didn't know we had.
That's what I just said.
Was she?
You don't say it.
What were you gonna say?
Yeah, what are you gonna say?
Are you gonna
what
say
she what? Say it.
19.
No. She was 32.
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy. And then, they don't know what like Kurosawa is.
Wait, is this the same person?
No, different person.
Okay, because I was like, that's a lot of Asian stuff they don't know.
Yeah.
No, but I just feel like, you know, if I'm like, you know who Akira Kurosawa? Like, I want people to know the gist of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, where are you? How are you meeting these people? Like, is it at like stupid
Raya?
Yeah. Okay.
Raya, and then like some direct messages.
So if you,
oh.
You're going through the DM. Oh. Yeah, yeah, people are doing this, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're slide, lucky. slide.
Wait, are you into, can you get the house lights a little bit up?
Yeah, let's see.
He's 23, he's 23.
Which one?
Are you into some,
you?
Yeah, is he your type?
This guy?
Yeah.
You said you like it black and white.
Yeah, yeah. are you, what's your preferences? You're straight?
Well, me too.
We could do like a prison scenario. I'll be
like
the bottom, I'm lazy, but like, you know what I mean? All right, who's she? Hi, Shania, very pretty. Is this your date?
No.
You just by yourself?
We're
Where?
Can we get back to the show?
Yes.
What's on? Huh? Turn the house lights down. What's happening?
I like, is this what you mean? That looks no matter?
What the fuck? Do you know who Kurosawa is?
You know who Kurosawa is?
Okay. Get the move on.
We'll move on.
You're like, but she's so tall and pretty.
Do you want truly?
Oh, no,
what
about
that? What about that?
Kurosawa's not that, like, you, I mean, she, I've dated some girls that they don't even watch movies, really.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I just don't do social media. I just watch, like, TikToks and stuff. You know what I mean?
That is awesome.
Maybe you should, would you be into dating someone more around your age?
Like,
why
like,
is that funny? Yeah. Is that funny? Why? Because he could never? Like, what? What do you mean?
Just because they've seen how he acts and behaves.
Well, I've had those tendencies. Like, I run around, you know what I mean? And I'm a little weird, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Yeah, but 50-year-olds are mommies, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, one of the girls I'm dating, which I like, she has kids.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, I take care of the kids and stuff.
Wait, you take care of the kids?
Well, I go to Disneyland.
Oh, whoa, how young are the kids?
One of them is 7, and I really like him a lot. He's a good kid.
Okay.
Oh no. What? Okay. Wait.
What?
No, I'm worried.
Why? Why?
What if he imprints like a duck or something? He's 7.
Yeah, but I'm not like, I'm very mindful that I have a child here, so I kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I don't act like this.
No. I'm not talking about that, but like, what if he's like, you're my new dad, and you're like, whoa, Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to, like, I think that where we fucked up is we're not committed yet.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And my therapist says that maybe we should have done it if we were
committed. Yes, if we're going to meet the kid. Yeah.
And I fucked him up because he'd never been to Disneyland before, and I did that chaperone thing.
You pay for it?
Yeah, that's so sick.
$7,000,
and then we just fucking went.
Wait, per kid?
No, okay. Total.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This one just has one.
Okay. Yeah. How much is it for you?
How many people were on the tour?
Just me, the woman, girl I'm seeing, and then the son.
So is it $7,000 for each of them?
No, it's for in general. You get a chaperone.
Okay.
Yeah, up to 10 people.
Yeah. And it was like, but I was saying I spoiled the kid, you know? And like, you get any candy you want.
Did you get him a lightsaber?
Yeah.
I did. Oh my God!
I got one myself.
Who cares about you? This kid is gonna fucking.
Great. It's dope.
Okay.
And then whenever she settles down with a different guy, like it's the.
Oh my God, I'm so upset for this.
Why?
This kid.
Let's go to show business. Let's not talk about my personal life.
Okay, fine. We need to move on.
Let's move on.
This is triggering.
It's triggering. Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, show business wise. Okay. You've been on tour with Santino, UN Santino, co-headlining.
Yeah.
How's that for after doing your own headlining thing? This is boring. Who cares about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. What do you want to talk about then?
Your feelings.
I don't know about your feelings.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because, you know, I was in a relationship with, you know, it was kind of like a public relationship, and I'm never going to do that again, by the way, but.
It's going to be private from now. Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, what are some lessons you've learned now that you've broken up and now you are currently dating? What are the lessons you've learned from the
relationship? I mean, it's not funny, but.
Why start now?
Yeah.
I was getting laughs. I was getting laughs.
Do you play a game? You will play games.
Your grip is so strong.
I'm very strong.
I was like, this is
like a chimpanzee. I'm going to rip my skin off.
It was crazy.
And the center of gravity is small too.
It's like all this.
Okay.
So bizarre.
That's
wild. No, but it's your grip. I don't know.
I'm a strong person.
Is your core good?
I have a good core. Very good. Very good.
That's not a good core. We have the same core. Look at our bodies. I look like the before.
It's
and
a slow core.
Don't we look like if we were like before and then after meth? You know what
I'm saying? Look, am I after meth? You're after meth. I'm before. I'm before meth.
Look at you. Look at me.
Look at you. You're meth. You're meth.
You guys are
Spider-Man.
You guys are Spider-Man meeting each other. Yeah. Yeah. So what is the lesson? What is the lesson?
What are the lessons? Tell us three lessons.
And if you only have one, you're disappointed, but understand, yeah.
I don't think I would like start a podcast with a relationship again.
Okay.
Okay.
Business-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an out, because we also talked about our relationship for years on the podcast, and I don't think I would do that again. Also, I think...
Did you say that again? That's Delilah.
What the fuck is going on? What is going on? What is going on?
This thing hates when people get vulnerable.
Yeah.
This thing is broken. I don't like this thing.
I think also setting boundaries.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't set a lot of boundaries. And then also,
what does that mean? You
let
her?
Yeah, yes. Like, what are the boundaries?
Yeah, like if she would say something or do something that I'd be like, it was sort of a parental thing that was going on.
You were the...
Like, clean the room, and
she was
like, and constant nagging, all that stuff, and it got to the point where I was like, hey, but I didn't say that I slid it up his arm over a year.
You know what's so crazy? The other day, when Eunji and I were talking about you, she was like, you know what Bobby needs? Literally has never met you.
What do I need?
She goes, he needs to have kids. And I was like, there's...
What?
Yeah.
Why? Where? Why? Why do you think, why are you agreeing?
Oh. You think I should have kids?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You need a fucking clue. Like, you need a, you just need a perspective. You know what I mean?
It would just help for you to take care of somebody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I'm so childlike.
No. Just.
Okay, I don't know. Are you gonna stand and do that? What are you gonna use for? It's insane what you're doing.
Yeah,
I was trying to get out.
Just
do this. See that? I was kind of
just like, what the fuck are you doing?
There's a camera here. I'm trying to not get into your eyeline.
All right.
Okay.
He's business.
So fucking rude.
And the third thing I want to say is, it was a couple years, especially during COVID, I had a little bit of a porn addiction.
Okay.
And so
tell me about that.
So are you now?
What do you mean?
I've always wanted to ask, people that have porn addictions, now that you're in recovery?
I mean, AA, yeah.
For porn addiction?
Well, I'm trying to apply those principles into my, yeah. So
that means that, are you abstaining from pornography?
Yes.
Wow. Wait, what are you? Are you using your imagination?
Yeah. What an imagination. octopuses with pussies.
All right, Kira Sara.
Okay.
I
took up a slip, but it's like, you know, I'm very mindful about it. You know?
When you slip, what's the type of porn you go back to?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean? Dude?
When you slip. What's the thing you're watching?
It's okay, you're right.
What do you watch?
You want me to go?
What do you watch?
You really
want to know.
Okay. So I have like three kind of general areas.
Yeah.
You're only going to get one today.
Let me guess. Dick.
Nice try. Huge dick. As if. Anyway, so yeah, dick. You know what I love? Do you do you watch edging videos?
Oh, I do that now.
I learned it.
I love edging.
You learn to edge or get edged?
Can I say something? I don't like coming.
You don't like to come?
No, so what I do is I bring it to the brink of coming.
Edging.
And I just go, back away, baby.
That's
edging, right? Right?
So wait, you're like, wait, so you're like naked and you're going towards, and then at, like, wait.
No, I'm telling you how it goes. Hey.
No, 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 no.
I'm not standing.
You're not standing?
What, so you're like in, out?
Yeah, you're like.
No, I'm just like, I'm making love, right, and I'm about to have
like missionary?
Well, that's my go-to, yeah.
Okay. You like eye contact?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I can see why you.
Well, no, you're romantic. Sounds
very romantic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless, if this is the last, we're going to talk about sex and then we'll move on, okay?
To so what? Your career?
Fuck off.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. You learned it recently? I'm sorry. Yeah.
So when I broke up, when we club ended, I met a girl. I don't want to say her name, but and she was like, "That's edge."
Oh,
right. And I go, "What is?" I Googled it.
Yeah. While she was talking to you.
And I didn't know what it meant, right? And then she kind of explained to me, and I go, "Oh, this is cool." And then now there are times I don't even orgasm and go home.
So then, wait, then it like it curls back up, and then when
it be curls back up, it's not total.
You roll it up,
No, he's rich. He has a button.
It's automatic.
It's on his Toto toilet. It presses that thing, dry the ass, and roll the dick up.
Yeah, I like edging, but anyway.
We have that in common. You asked me what I watch.
And oh, yeah, what do you watch? Go ahead.
I fucking told you what you do. What you do.
What's your big dick?
Oh, that's what you do.
That's what I'm watching.
Oh, that's what you're watching. Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Very good.
We have that.
Very good.
Very good.
And you
see how he's gaslighting me? He asked me what I watch, and he's like, yeah, very cool.
What do you watch,
Unji?
I watch typically solo Asian lady. I just like watching myself. Yeah.
Oh, okay, like, she's just helping herself?
To
completion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then having seconds sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Edge squirt. Yeah. No, we have to chase each other. It's okay.
But so, yeah, that must be new after having sex for 52 years.
What are you doing?
I don't like what we're talking about right
now. Oh, really? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just like regular porn.
Okay.
Insertion and, you know.
Oh, insertion.
Yeah,
insertion, extraction, insertion.
No, I just like, I don't like, you know, scenario that I've seen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Oh, you don't have
I don't know. Hello there.
All your porn scenarios are old Asian men trying to not sound Asian.
Yes.
They're like trying to sound modern. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I like watching Asian guys because you know back in the day.
Me too.
Yeah, back in the day, you just never saw it, right?
Yeah. Never see it.
And now you just kind of see it. It's cool.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Do you see yourself represented?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
you do? Yeah,
woke, and I love it. You know, we have Beef, right? That's a good show, right?
Yeah.
They're doing a porn. That's good.
there's a porn version of
No,
Beef?
I'm just saying it's actually cultural.
I like it.
An Indian guy. I like.
Well, I would understand if you would let me into the conversation. Okay, yeah. I can't hear you. Okay.
I think he's just like, I'm reading that, you know, you've been edging for a while, and you're coming back from a kind of like an edged relationship.
And I
feel like you're just kind of like a lot of ball of energy right now, and I would love to like help you release that energy.
When you don't like to come, but sometimes your body betrays you, right?
In what way? What do you mean?
You're not pew-pewing?
I'm pew-pewing.
Okay, I just need to know.
It doesn't sound like that. It's more like...
Okay.
Oh, it just dribbles out.
Yeah. It's like Visine drops.
Oh, God.
I'm old.
Except yours makes the eyes pink. All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much for being here.
It was really good to be here.
Yeah, and
let's hang out afterward. That'll be fun.
Are you talking to me or the audience?
The audience, yeah.
Are you willing to?
With us?
Are you willing to hang out?
Well, a couple people said they wanted a photo, and we'll do it afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You guys all already asked for the photos?
Before, yeah.
Oh, and he said yes, and that's why you stayed? How dare you ask for photos at our show?
Okay. I do have to say, though, I honestly believe, I think you're one of the funniest guys I've ever seen in my fucking life.
You're good, you're good, you're good, that's why I'm here. I'll see you guys. We're gonna do one quick thing, there might be a question from the fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
For you, if there is a burning question, we'll take one question and then we're gonna do a final segment where we do plugs, so you can plug your whatever. All right, do we have any question for Bobby? If you want to ask a question while he's here live and in the room.
Nobody.
Oh, this guy, the same guy from before. The appropriately dressed.
Yeah. Can I get closer? Because I want to see.
I was just wondering, in your opinion, is the Miss Swan character, what ethnicity is she?
I didn't do Miss Swan.
I know. You did it?
No, because people always go, Miss Swan, I didn't fucking do her. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, the accent's on point.
She's like York. You know what I mean? In my opinion, like, she was like more like, you know, like between Russia and China, there's ones that are like.
She's Icelandic?
Yeah.
Miss Swan was Icelandic? She was doing manicures from Iceland.
This bitch had a red shopping bag from Iceland.
I struggle with it because I'm friends with Alex. I think she did a great job with the character.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was like accepted.
Yeah.
And to now, do Iceland.
And now it looks a little weird, but it's like.
But it was Asian, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She said she wasn't.
She said it wasn't?
Yeah, she's said that she was not being Asian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
You're a piece of shit, dude. No photo for you, dude.
Were you staying there for another question?
Yeah.
Okay, any
more questions? Come on.
Oh, go ahead. This guy got one.
I love this guy.
Okay, hold on. We have to accept the context. This is crazy. So
you can't just drop that question. Fucking question.
Okay, can you do a quick 2-minute answer for that?
Yeah. All right. So that's a difficult one because my brother and I struggled with that, right? So we lived in Minnesota. There was a guy that had Down syndrome that lived a couple of blocks from us, and my brother claims that he was molested by him as well. I have memories of it, but it's like I don't know exactly what happened. So I sway between the two things, but my therapist believes that it did happen. You know what I mean? And so that's where I'm.
I love that bit. That was such a,
Can you do the bit so that we don't
It wasn't a bit. I did Brian and Callen's podcast with Shab, and they asked about it, and then they laughed, and we did it. And the video got viral.
Oh.
And so it was just a thing that, it wasn't a bit that I did.
Did you do Down? No, I didn't do any of that.
It was just like, they laughed when I said I was molested by a guy with Down syndrome, and then they laughed too hard.
This guy's laughing too. Is that funny?
Yeah. They started laughing, and I go, hey, I'm gonna say something that was rude. But then they kept laughing, and I kept doubling down on the specifics of it for the comedy, and then it became a viral thing. I don't know.
Okay. Are you
satisfied?
Are you satisfied? Okay. You're the weirdest fucking question.
Your fans came here for blood.
I love this guy.
Your fans came here, they were like, we have unanswered questions. These are the Hollywood Hills we're gonna die on. All right, ready? We're gonna do our final segment in which
I love you. It's Kathy, right?
You have to do that in the middle.
Yeah, because listen, her and I, we did the sketches on Mad TV.
You were my first on-screen
kiss. Yeah, and we did these Korean soap operas on Mad TV, and she was the my opposite, and she was so good. She taught me how to speak Korean. And it was just like, it was just so cool to see. It's good to see you again.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
I love you.
Sorry.
Remember I did a cover of Korean magazine? You were the person in that too, no?
You were on the cover?
You were on the cover of what magazine?
Korean magazine.
Korean?
It was called Korean.
Korea
M? Korea M. Yeah. I didn't know you weren't that. I'm being racist. Let's move on.
In our own house. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do our last segment in which we rant and rave about something we're absolutely obsessed about. It's time to sit back and...
Bitch, get into it!
All right. That sounded way better when I made it.
There's
gonna be a panning effect, this is a fucking gay disco, but nobody likes.
This is a spot where we endorse a product or a concept where we're asking you to get into it.
So, Dace, you wanna plug?
I have something to plug.
Oh yeah, please.
If ever I do edit a movie,
whoa,
Esther Pavinsky and Bill Burr's in it, and Haley Joel Osment. It's called Drugs for June, and I play a pharmacist.
Whoa!
It comes out in February. Another movie.
That's so cool. Yeah.
In the summer, I have another movie.
Oh. Wow. Wait, when's the first one come out?
In February, it's already ready.
Wait, and then the movie in the summer?
It's called Borderlands.
Like a
video game.
Whoa!
I play a soldier.
What?
Wait, what?
Hey,
die!
Wait, don't give it away!
No one cares.
Wait, what kind of soldier? Like a
crimson soldier. I'm like in a red, like kind of like a stormtrooper-y kind of.
Are you supposed to be like an underling, or are you a?
No. Like all the joke is like all the fucking crimson soldiers are like these gigantic bombs.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm the little guy. You know what I mean?
That's immediate.
You have Kate Blanchett's in it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Whoa! Is this the biggest movie you've ever done? It's gotta be, right?
Harold
and Kumar.
No, The Dictator was pretty big, but like, we had big people in it, but who else is in it? Oh, Jack Glass in it. And we shot it 4 years ago.
Wow! I hope it's finally coming out.
And now it's coming out.
Wow, that's so exciting. That comes out in June?
Yeah, I have another one.
Well,
you have another one? What do you want? That's the last one, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah!
How many you want to do?
Is this what you want to talk about?
And I did a sober movie called, because I'm sober. It is a sober movie called Sweet Dreams, and it's with Johnny Knoxville, Theo Vaughn. I'm in it. Bo Ammer, and that's coming up.
And are you like a comedy now?
It's a bunch of guys living in a halfway house. So I'm just living in a halfway house.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah. 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 Everybody, yay! Thank you for coming out. Sarah, we have a correct.